Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Lifestyle Cafe. I'm Michael, your bougie black brother, and I'm here with my co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
And we just came back from seeing Star Wars Saga Solo, the Han Solo spinoff, origin story, actually, of Han Solo, played by Harrison Ford in every other movie other than this one. And we roll into this one, myself, with mediocre expectations.
Definitely.
So, how did you roll into this?
So, it, you know, did no previews, but did see the ratings of it and was kind of like, wow, that's a surprise.
Surprise and as in what?
The ratings were so low.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The ratings was low. And so, the overall, okay, going into the movie, going to see it, and then, you know, start, you know, watching it. At the very beginning, knowing, finding out the relationship with Han Solo and Chewbacca.
Yep.
It was, that was a really sweetest part of the whole, I love that part of the movie. You know, how they build their relationship, how they met each other. Overall, so, you know, the storyline was kind of weak.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
So, you know, trying to get a feel for the storyline was like, you know, just watching a typical.
So one of the things I found kind of odd, I say odd, I'm not going to say bad, but, you know, we found out this one was the Ron Howard movie.
Yeah.
So, you know, Ron Howard, what do you got to say about Ron Howard? I just, lately he's been really kind of low-key doing things. So it was kind of low expectations to me for Ron Howard because I think
you see
he
how
hasn't done anything as good.
So you see how we're talking about this movie. It's not anything exciting. It's like, you know, we're feeling like,
Yeah.
It's like,
Yeah, but it was a... It was a lot of... So, let me hit it.
We love the characters, though. So, let's talk about the characters. Let's just talk about the characters.
Okay, let's go through the characters.
Okay,
so Han Solo.
Han Solo, he's a new character. He was a new person. Didn't see him before. I didn't think they should have given a new actor that role because he was weak. He was a weak actor. Let's say that.
He didn't really play on anything major. There's nothing that I can go back to and say, oh, yeah, I remember him on that. He was on Hail Caesar, which we didn't see. Beautiful Creatures, which we didn't see. We did see Blue Jasmine, but we only looked at the main character on there. Stoker, I don't remember him on that. That was a really good movie. That was a weird, strange movie from a Korean director that I really, really liked. But I don't really know who he was on that. So, it, you know, the director, Park Chan-wook, which was like really, really cool. He's a really good dude. But he was on there. But who the fuck was he on there? So, again, who is this guy? So they said they liked him because he was really charismatic, handsome kind of guy. So,
I mean, but, you know, Harrison Ford played the best Han Solo because he was just so crazy.
So he was a rebellious.
Yeah, and she showed that in his acting. You know, Harrison Ford showed that in his acting. Because he was the older one, but still, his character was really great in all the old Star Wars. Yeah. I would assume that it would have had somebody else that could have played that kind of role that fit him. He really didn't. He didn't seem that kind of person. Like, you know, he was like, wow, that's Han Solo.
So he did something similar to another movie that we watched. His humor was almost similar to Chris Pratt on Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay. That's what they try to do.
So that's what it seemed like to me.
Yeah,
kind of like, hold up, I have the answer. And he would jump in, and then you find out that he's just bullshitting. So it gave me a feel of, let's make him similar like Chris Pratt, you know, Star-Lord from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
But I didn't like it because I kind of like saw that character before, but they tried to make him like that and snippy to similar like Harrison Ford's character, but it didn't work for me. So the Han Solo guy, he didn't work for me.
Right. So, you know? Then we got Woody Harrelson. We love Woody Harrelson.
So he played Beckett, which was the
other,
bounty hunter or rebel criminal.
Rebel. I like that. Rebel.
So Woody Harrelson was fantastic.
Yeah, we love Woody
Harrelson. So Woody Harrelson has grown on me because he kind of played like mediocre type guys
long time ago. Yeah.
But he did some amazing stuff. Remember he was on War, Planet of the Apes.
Yep, that was He was amazing in that.
He was in No Country for Old Men.
Yeah, True Detective.
He was really good on there. He just been doing some really good stuff lately.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he stood out. And he did the, what's the other movie that had the, Hunger Games. He was on that too.
He was on Hunger Games. So he
did great there. So on here, as this rebellious guy trying to get things done, kind of be like, don't trust me, don't trust nobody. But being a low-key leader, he did really well. So I enjoyed his acting on there.
And so there's Emilia Clarke. She's Game of Thrones.
Yeah, the dragon, that's our girl from...
The dragon. She's a dragon mother.
Oh, what the fuck? Why do I forget her name? I was going to say, not Cersei. She's...
What's her name? How you spell it? I can't pronounce it. They got it here, the role she played. I can't pronounce it.
Anywho. Yeah. But, So she was okay. She was okay.
Yeah.
I don't think she did anything standout-wise.
Yeah, and we didn't understand. And another thing is that when Michael was explaining to me in the movies was that there was a different version of the Star Wars. There's like three different versions of Star Wars that they try to do. And so when he explained that to me, so this was like a different version of it. But we were trying to figure out when we came out, where did she came into any of the older version of the Star Wars?
Yeah, because she didn't. So as many as they had, they should have had some kind of reference to who she was. So I just never caught her or related her to anything that I probably saw previously. Now, I could have missed it, but she was not a standout. There was things that they mentioned and planets that they was going to go to, Tatooine and all of that. You heard those things in previous Star Wars movies. You know, there's a gangster who I'm going to be working with. We knew that was Jabba the Hutt.
Mm-hmm.
There's just references that you picked up that you knew it was coming. But as she left and you saw the Darth Maul guy that she was working for, which was part of the Darth Vader series, the Darth series. So you saw him there, then you'd be like, oh, that's who that is. So you kind of saw different people, but I don't know where she played into that.
Right, so we may have to go back and find out if she was mentioned in any of those Star Wars to figure out where she fit in.
Yeah, exactly. So she was an odd character, didn't really stand out. Not sure if it was truly needed. I think they added her in because of Han Solo being the charismatic playboy hanging out.
Right.
Like that. So let me jump in because of those two characters, the Han Solo character and Kira. It started off on a planet, some kind of slave planet that they were getting them to do stuff with these aliens and stuff. And then they broke away from there because he was a good thief and so on and so forth. But no other story beyond that. There was nothing beyond where did you come from prior to that? Who was your parents? In the middle of the series, he said his father worked at a plant that built spacecrafts. But that was it. Did you get along with your dad? No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Then they moved on.
Yes, they did.
So there was no real depth in his background, which kind of pissed me off too, because if this was a Han Solo movie,
it should have been all about
him. I wanted to know about his background.
Yeah.
But they wanted to say, let's just talk to his background up to...
Right, when he met Chewbacca.
Chewbacca and Lando Calrissian and all of the rest of them and went
right,
from that.
Right, right.
So that's what brings us to Lando Calrissian, played by Donald Glover.
That's my man regardless.
Regardless of what he plays.
Love him. So the haters hate him, but love him.
So he showed up as a really cool, charismatic character.
And can dress his ass off.
He was wearing, he had custom capes. I was like, how fucking cool is that?
So he had
custom capes. But he was a gambler. He was, so it showed, even though who plays him on the new one? I was gonna say Sidney Poitier. But no,
that was not Sidney Poitier. God damn it. It was Diana Ross and Billy Dee Williams.
Billy Dee Williams. Yeah. So Billy Dee Williams was kind of, yeah, you had the reference person come back. Which is the right thing to do. But he did his own version of him, which was really similar, but gave more depth to the Billy Dee Williams character.
He sure did.
So now you can say, oh, that's who. Oh, so that's his background. That's why he's cool like that. That's why he's on that that floating city. So you can kind of get why he is who he is now, or in the new Star Wars, the way he was. So Donald Glover created a really good character to me.
Yeah, he did. He did.
So to me, he had a great character there.
I love it when he said, stay away from me. Stay away from me.
I'm
going to
be waiting on my money in my ship. Yep. That's where I'll be.
And he's like, Han Solo talking about, well, you know, we got 30 men in that ship. And next thing you know,
just fucking takes off. And you'd be like, are you kidding me? So,
that was a good one.
So one thing I didn't like was Thadia Newton. She played Val. Thadia, if you don't know, she played on a lot of different stuff, but recently she's on the
Westworld.
Is one of the androids that's on there. She's a really great actress. I really would have liked to see her went further on into the movie.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I didn't like that. I didn't like how that happened either.
Yeah, I think she would have been a lot more relevant in, you know, part of, you know, working with Han Solo and whatever like that, and building on with Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, Beckett.
Because she was good.
Yeah.
She had a lot of energy and presence.
Yeah.
That they snuffed out too quickly.
Yeah, I think so too.
But
I think so too.
When she showed up, you was looking forward to her. So you was like, cool.
Yeah.
Not a four-armed monkey. That was kind of stupid right there. But, you know, they always got aliens.
Well, you know, they got aliens. That's what it's all about.
They wanted to present some other four-armed monkey that was a good...
But the storyline was real weak.
Yeah.
I mean, the characters... Going to the movies just to see the characters.
So it's just part of the series, sadly. So the thing is, and like I was trying to tell Alicia, the new series of Star Wars is, here's the previous Star Wars. Now, here's the Star Wars that's after the last Star Wars, which is, not Return of the Jedi, Empire Strike Back. No, Return of the Jedi. So it went after the Return of the Jedi, it went into the new ones. And then the middle ones start talking about the one-offs. So the one with the rebel one, that they got the plans for blowing up the Death Star.
Right.
And now it's the Han Solo one. And then it's going to go back to the Star Wars series going forward with Ren and the rest of them. And then it's going to be another spinoff, but they didn't say what the next spinoff would be. But people was very pleased with Lando Calrissian, so we wouldn't be surprised to see a spinoff with Donald Glover.
Right.
Because he stood out.
Yeah, he did stood out.
So for him to be a quick standoff right there, which was would be interesting to me. So I'm going to have to call out Paul Bettany, the one who played the villain with the That was in the Red Crimson or whatever like that.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That was Paul Bettany. So he showed up really well. Yeah, I like him as a character. I think he plays really good. When he shows up, he plays a really good character. So as a villain and menacing and stuff like that, he showed up really well. So yeah, I liked him.
Remember, he's in Captain America.
Yeah, he plays Vision in Captain America and Avengers.
I love him in Captain America.
In Avengers.
In Avengers, yep. And in Avengers too, yeah. So you're right. He played great superhero and villain, like you said.
Yeah, but he did really well there. And then you got... Which was funny, and the one thing we didn't talk about, but the one that played, what was it, L3, the one that played the female robot that
L337, yeah.
So her name is Phoebe Waller-Bridge, and the sassy robot was really funny and cool. So she was one of the funniest characters in there, but as someone that... didn't try to make jokes.
No, she was a militant?
Like a militant, yeah. Feminist militant. Robot.
Yeah, that
android.
Yep.
And it was kind of like, wow,
and walked like she was black.
Yeah, no. So they made her like big hips and kind of walk. But it was really, really cool. And she played a really great character from that. So that was another standout for me too. But back to the... So... when you look at the overall characters, it was really, really done. They got a lot of good characters other than the main character to me.
Yeah, that's
the
why.
The main person who you really wanted to really feel for, he didn't do a great job.
Yeah.
And he did a decent job. He didn't even do a good job. He did a decent job, which bothered me because it was just a decent job. No more than that. But it was his movie. So, Ron Howard if this was not a Star Wars movie, it would wind up being a good movie. I think if you take the name Star Wars off of that and kind of took away the Star Wars characters, it would be a decent movie. You'd be like, huh, it was a good movie. I thought it was pretty cool. It was similar to blah, blah, blah.
Right,
but
right.
Because this was a Star Wars movie, it was very disappointing. Very disappointing. Whereby the last Star Wars movie that we seen, they didn't do it well. They did some really dumb shit in there. But it was a lot of good stuff in there too. But they did some dumb things in the previous Star Wars. But this one was just a decent Star Wars movie. It's almost like they didn't have to do it. But to introduce the characters or to go back and say this is where the characters came from, okay, I'll take that. But that's why I didn't do well in the box office, because it wasn't something that you should get excited about.
Yeah.
And I think because of you said when you read that they said they taken them out too quickly.
They said that the Star Wars, they gave it like a 6-month span from the other one,
because the other one was like over the summer. I mean,
it was in December, is it?
Yeah, it was December. The last one was in December.
And they was like, it's just that it was too close. They believe it was too close for it to come out. It's like, this one came out, then you waited 6 months to wait this one come out. And that's why there's not everybody's not coming to see it or not excited about it.
I think it's just not that good. I don't think it has nothing to do with the 6 months. I just don't think it was just that good. And if it was better, people would go out and see it. Guess what? A month and a half after Black Panther came out, the Avengers came out. Was that too close?
No, it wasn't.
And they went to fucking see both of them.
Yeah. I think it was just Star Wars, like you said.
It was the movie, baby. It wasn't Star Wars. It was the movie wasn't done really well.
And I think they didn't do too much advertising and push of it either.
So I think because that's true. You didn't see a lot of it.
No, we didn't, because much time we go to the movies, even in the previews part.
They didn't do a lot of it.
No, they did.
And you didn't see a lot of big push even on TV. You know, there was a couple of people who showed up on like late night or whatever. You know, Donald Glover went around doing a whole some promo stuff.
Yeah.
But not major though.
No, it's didn't.
Nothing major. But I don't know. Maybe they felt that they didn't, because of the first screening, Because the first screening, the people didn't really give it a high rating either.
That's probably another thing, reason too.
So they probably said, oh, let's not push it too much. Let's just let the buzz keep going. But it was an average. I didn't hate it, but it was average.
Yeah, I didn't hate it either.
I don't like.
I think that the characters really at least made it decent.
Yeah.
The characters made it decent. And so, you know, that's why people are giving it an average rating for now.
I think so. I think that's why. Yeah. Thank you for having the characters that I wanted. So, yeah, I think that's what they were grateful for, because they at least saw the characters that they knew. And I think, to your point, one of the biggest standouts was how he met Chewie.
Yeah.
You know, how did he meet Chewbacca? How did they become friends? How do he know how to speak Wookiee?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He said he spoke Wookiee, but you still didn't know how.
Yeah,
he
how or why.
So that's a problem in itself too. Yeah. Because once again, you don't know anything about Han Solo other than how he got with Chewie and how he got the Millennial Falcon. That's it. That's all. And that's how he became a rebel within all of them, because he hung out with these guys. That's not what you really want to know about him. You want to know a lot more about Han Solo, but they didn't give that either. So that story was pretty bad. I mean, I don't know. That story wasn't good enough for me to be introduced to him. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So.
Your rating.
My rating. I'll give it a 6. And this is why I give it a 6 and not a 5. 5 is a half and half that maybe I'll see it again, maybe I won't. 6, I'll see it again because it'll tie into everything else that part of Star Wars. Like when I tell you about when I said how I like Alien Resurrection. Do I really want to see it? Not really. But it was part of the group of Alien movies. So, yeah, I'll see it again because it's part of those movies.
Right, right.
And it leads into something else.
Right.
This is one of those movies, too. It wasn't great, but I'll see it again because it's part of the other movies. And then I say, oh, now I get it. Now let me see what they was talking about in Solo. So now that I saw this, I can go back. It becomes a reference movie,
right,
as opposed to a standalone movie that I enjoyed. So I got an even 6.
And I also gave it a 6, too. And that's because the characters, mm-hmm. My couple of characters were really stood out.
Yeah.
And made it, and it was just one person that we really didn't know that well, but right. The other characters really kept it the way it is. So,
yeah.
So that's the only reason why I gave it a 6, because the characters was good, and we a big Woody Harrelson fan.
Oh, yeah, and a big Donald Glover fan.
Yes, exactly. So, and then the female robot was really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you kind of like, you know what? That was good. It was still good.
It was still good.
Yeah.
Decent.
But yeah, yeah. It's not like.
But a great Star Wars movie, because you have big expectation for Star Wars. You know, a lot of people don't like the new series. I like these series better than the prequels to the main Star Wars. Those prequels really was kind of like, the acting was bad, the writing was fucked up, the storyline was weak, but it told a story that you needed to know in order to see the Star Wars original trilogy. Now, these are sliding in, so it supports both of the prequels and the actual trilogy. So it supports it. So I'm okay with it. Again, I'm okay with it. So 6, and thank God for Woody and Donald and the android or robot, whatever that was. Because if you pull them out, I think I would only be happy with his relationship with Chewbacca.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. Because if they had put any other characters in there, I don't think I would have been rating it. Yeah, I think it would go down low. I would not.
Now, some of the special effects scenes was pretty cool. So back to the overall movie. A lot of the scenes, I liked the scenes when they was going through that nebula and then that big creature was there and it was trying to suck them out. And
yeah, yeah, I think that was good.
Those scenes was really, really interesting.
They were good. That
because
was good.
That's something you don't normally see. It, they didn't try to make it like other stuff. They was like, let's find some new, unique shit. And so it was really, really cool. There was the one of the fight scenes was pretty cool. The fighting on the planet when they was trying to steal the stuff, that was okay. That wasn't really major, but they had some decent special effects scenes that was on there. It was decent. It was good. It was decent. But overall, yep, we got sixes today, ladies and gentlemen, sixes. But other than that, I'm not sure what else more you can say. Should you go see it? Star Wars fan? Yes.
Yeah.
You should see it. Standalone and someone say, ah, I don't see Star Wars, but somebody told me to go see it. Well, if you like to see Donald Glover, yeah, go see it. He has enough parts in there that you would say, cool. But not enough to carry the movie on his own. You would be well entertained if he had this, if he had his own movie. You would say, well, it's perfect. He can carry a movie on his own. So if they had a Lando Calrissian movie, he can carry that.
Right.
Because he created a character on there more so than that. So I would love to go back and see, I think it was Empire Strikes Back when he went and got to Lando. But yeah, I'll find out.
Yeah.
But that would be interesting to see Billy Dee Williams' character after we just saw this.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That would be really interesting too.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
But other than that, I mean, any other standouts or negatives, babe?
No. It you know, just what I said.
I got you. So, Urban Lifestyle Cafe, every Wednesday, we're slowing down on these movies because there's not a lot of good stuff coming out. But we have a couple of TV shows that we definitely want to get into. Got a Korean TV series that's really, really interesting. The Lemony Snicket's and Leisha and I is going to do the Atlanta series. We finally finished that. The second season of Atlanta. We definitely want to let you know about that because just as amazing as the first. The first stood out like crazy, but the encore was just as good. Just like Insecure, second season was just as good. Excellent writing, different perspective. So we'll give you a taste of that as well. But catch us on Bougie Black Bro, B-R-O, Fine BLK Woman on Instagram and IG, Instagram and Twitter, excuse me. And if you get the chance and you're just hanging out on YouTube, our podcast is on YouTube under Bougie Black Brother Network. Because some people don't want to switch off and go to anywhere else and they just want to see it and listen on YouTube, we are there on the Bougie Black Brother Network under Urban Lifestyle Cafe as one of the playlists. So check us out and we will see you next week, Wednesday, on Urban Lifestyle Cafe. Bye.
Bye.